You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
In the midst of life's ups and downs and uncertainties, we still rise. Join us mornings starting at 5 a.m. as we rise in worship on Love Radio Network 24. That's 5 a.m. daily for Rise in Worship, only on LoveRadioNetwork.com. God not only wants to give us eternal life, He wants us to have a full and meaningful life here on earth. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." From John 10 and 10. Join Evangelist Christine Johnson Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and all other national time zones for Empowerment Radio, God's vision for your life. Enjoy the inspirational word from many different pastors and speakers to encourage every challenge in your life. That's Empowerment Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Love Radio Network 24.
You should hear Lady Q's in the building. Make the noise if you hear. Lift your hands right now.
Right now, right now.
Go ahead and scream out loud.
Out loud, out loud.
Flavor in your ear. Flavor in your ear. Yeah.
Flavor in your ear. Flavor in your ear. Flavor in your ear.
Kicking that flavor, kicking that flavor. Ow. Yeah. Yes, yes, ow, oh yeah, yeah, get your hands right now. You better be lifting your hands unless you're driving behind the wheel. Good morning, sugars. Happy morning, whatever morning it is. Happy, happy, happy Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Whatever day you feel like it is, that's what it is, because it's all running together nowadays. You are listening to Sunday Fire, and we thank you so much for tuning in with your girl. I'm telling you, I'm already pumped up. This is my theme song, y'all. This is the theme song. I'm telling you, this is the first Sunday in June. This is the first Sunday in June, and we are thanking y'all so much for rocking with us and spending time with us. We are kicking off the celebration of fathers. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got y'all. I got you, bruh. I got you. I got you. We are going to have an awesome time today, but y'all already know what to do. Get those cell phones out. I'll give you a couple seconds. One, two, all right, seconds over. You're going to download the app by texting to the numbers 27126. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to text Love Radio. That's L-U-V Radio to the numbers 27126, so you can have love and music on the go. That is L-U-V, loving you virtually. All right? All right, we will be right back with some. We got an interview today, live interview, and y'all never guess who it is. You already know. It's Mr. Justin Pelham. I'm just saying, the brother that, I'll let him tell y'all who it is. I'm just excited. I'm tripping over my words, but don't worry about it because I'm at home. I ain't got to worry about tripping over the body. I ain't going to fall down. But anyway, we're going to be right back with some awesome music. Stay tuned.
Come on, let's do it, Chuck.
Oh,
that have breath, praise the name of the Lord. The Potter's house is a combination of all cultures and all nationalities and ethnicities. We've come from every walk of life. We've come from east side, west side, north side, and south side. And now we're over here on God's side. What is our agenda? What did we come to do? We came to lift him up and to praise his name in every culture. Let's do it in Spanish. South America, Mexico, Puerto Rico too, come on here, hey. We ought to praise them and ever come. These are they who are washed in the blood of the Lamb. They come from every tongue and every culture and every nationality. And over in France they would say, lifted up in his word. To my French speaking brothers, he is the Lord. He's wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's do it. All over the world, they're talking about my Lord and your God. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes. Yes, as we go before the throne of grace, asking you to bow your heads, close your eyes, and let you behind the wheel. Let all hearts and minds be clear as we go to God in prayer. Amen. This song is just hot. I'm trying to contain myself. Woo, thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we first of all come before you, Lord God, in the spirit of meekness and the spirit of humbleness, Lord, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Father God, you allowed us to see another day that was not promised to us, Lord. You allowed us, Lord God, to be able to open our eyes and the activities of our limbs, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, you allowed your son, you sent him specifically to come down here to die on the cross for our sins, that we might have a right to the tree of life and all excuses be taken away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would not allow us, that we not allow ourselves to take you for granted. And take every opportunity that you provide to us, Lord God, to give you praise, to give you thanks and glory, share your good news, and win souls to Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that as this show and as the people are on their way to their destination, Lord God, we ask that you allow them to be covered with your blood. Allow them to always be thankful. Let their minds be stayed on you and steadfast, always abiding in your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Lord God, we leave every problem, every situation, everything that we have on our mind that's weighting us down, God, we ask that you allow. We trust to leave it at the altar at Jesus' feet and not pick it up again. Father, as we celebrate the fathers on this month, we ask that you allow us, the families of the fathers and the daddies, Lord God, to take care of them, Lord God. Allow us to do them right, Lord. Allow us to lift them up, Lord God, so that they be your men that you have called them to be, that they take their rightful place, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Hey, and I count it done. I count it done in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Woo! Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for yielding to the spirit of prayer. And at this time, we are going to be right back with another song, and then we're going to interview. We got to interview y'all. We got a treat for y'all today. So stay tuned. Be right back.
See, it's important to understand that just because God allows things that may not be good to us does not mean that it's not good for us. Yeah. See, a parent fails if the child never learns how to fly. I hope I'm talking to somebody today.
I can feel that it won't be long.
Don't ever let me go.
Don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
Please.
Ooh, hold me close.
more time.
I can feel that it won't be long.
When I look over my shoulder, I remember.
Every time you delay my dreams, you are protecting me. All designed to make me strong.
You even had a plan before time began. Come on!
I can see that you have a plan.
Woo.
That I won't always understand.
When I go too far, you pull me back. Like this one right here.
Oh, that's what real fathers do.
That's what real fathers do.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from you.
Somebody needs to know.
It's alright.
It's alright.
You don't always understand why.
Life don't always feel good. I can't see.
But God, your ways are better than mine.
So whatever
you
please
keep working on me.
I have one request.
Come on. Promise me you'll hold me close.
And don't ever.
Don't ever let me go.
Hold me
close.
Hold me. But can you
in the studio there, Mr. Justin Hellham. Ah! Yes, ah! Ow! Come on down, get it. And don't you play around with it. Ow! Ow! Well, here's how I just scream. Here's how I just scream. Woo! Yeah! Justin! What's up?
Lady Q, what's going on? I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Lady Q's in the building. Make some noise. Hey, so that's okay. Man, it is an honor and a privilege to have you here with us today. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule just to come and talk to me a little bit. We're going to rap a taste. That's what they used to say back in the day.
Uh-huh.
I think it might have been before your time. Rap a taste. Yeah. So, yes. So we're going to talk about, we want to start talking to the people about who is Justin Pelham and Pelham. Did I say that right? Which one is right?
Pelham.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
So thank you. We're going to jump right in. Let you have the mic. Let you have the floor. Talk to us about your career. Got started, what you got going on, and all those things. Just give us about just give us 3-4 minutes about that.
All right. Well, first off, thank you. Love radio. You know, I remember it's probably a few months now since you've reached out to me. We connected via our good brother, Mario Steele. And, you know, I love your spirit. You know, I it's been awesome connecting with you. And I think even in the theme song, you can kind of hear, like, from the first time we kind of spoke and you kind of shared your vision. I think that energy just kind of translated into the theme song. So I'm honored to be here.
Hey, man. It transferred, transpired, transitioned. we got some more words. But anyway, you go ahead and the song is hot. The song is fire. And like he said, we met and how, because I heard a song from Mario's, you did the song on Mario's game show, right?
Mm-hmm. Babble of Babble. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so talk to us about your career and how all that got going and,
Yeah, so I guess rewind. So I'm originally from Daytona Beach, Florida. I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I was born and raised there. Went to same high school as Vince Carter, Mainland High School. And, you know, my parents are preachers, they're pastors. And so I grew up in church. I grew up, you know, I started playing drums when I was 4. And then when my dad became a full-time pastor, I was in maybe the 4th grade. I was like 10, I want to say. That's when I started playing piano. And then my little brother, well, he ain't little no more. He's like 28. But, you know, he started playing the drums. So that's how I ended up moving over to the piano. Because he, you know, he was a better drummer than I was. So, you know, so kind of growing up, and then my parents have always kind of supported me in music because, you know, all the music kind of ended up being something that, you know, would keep us out of trouble. And also we did it for the church.
Okay.
You know, so every Christmas I would get studio equipment or, you know, my parents were super duper supportive and I'm super grateful for that. And then, 2007, I got scholarship. I went to NC State. In Raleigh, North Carolina. And again, it was just me just continuing to just kind of pursue my dream as a music producer because it was in me. And I connected with my brothers in the Winner's Circle. So it's 4 other guys that we're still really, really good friends to this day. And we started a Christian hip hop group called the Winner Circle.
Okay.
Yep. And this was in college. And so, 2 of my brothers went to NC State with me. The other 2 went to, it's actually, a creative art school, up here in the area as well. And then, during that time, that's when we connected with Mario. Cause my brother-in-law, my sister's husband is from Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
And so is Mario for the Bahamas as well.
Wow.
And so it's just all these little connections and all these little things. And I didn't really have a concrete plan about where I wanted music to take me. I just know that I wanted to do it for a living. Yeah.
Right. You wanted to ride the wave. Whatever it's going to take you, you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, well, it's your just your energy, and when you went to school, and we might have to have a group on here, you know, see if y'all still got it, you know.
Yeah.
And see if y'all still got it, the Winner's Circle. I'm just going to put that plug out there just in case they listening.
we still got the pipes. We still got the pipes, like the five heartbeats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that music, it caused you, the love of music, allowed you to, you know, branch off and branch out and expand your reach so that you can help other people with your music by doing your, doing the game show for Bible of Babble for those that watch it. Now, you know who did the song on that, Mr. Justin Pelham. And also, yes, now that I can say the word correctly. And then also Lady Q song. Do you have any other projects going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, quite a few things. I mean, so I have a sound design company called Pelham & Jr. And so, I have a good friend. His name is, he goes by Pat Jr. So we combined the Pelham and the Jr. to create the name of the company. And so, through that, that's actually, you know, a lot of my time, you know, we make samples and then we do, production for you know, various clients. Like I have credits on BET, like the OWN Network, Oprah Network. You know, we've been able to work with artists like Big Sean and Kehlani, Hit Boy, Wale. And so God has opened, you know, tons of doors, you know, through the company and other opportunities. And so we just more stuff like that and perhaps the God will continue to send those opportunities my way, you know.
I believe he will, because you put him first, because
Amen.
He's first, and because this is the celebration of Father's Month, so we are celebrating God number one, but we're also celebrating Mr. Justin Pelham as a father as well, an distinguished, accomplished person. And we're gonna pop out another song, and then we'll come right back for part number two, where we talk about, you know, his father and fatherhood. You ready for that, Justin?
I'm ready. Been ready. Boy, I'm ready.
All right. All right, we'll be right back with more interview with Mr. Justin Pelham.
In your ears, got that fire you should hear. Lady Q's in the building, make the noise if you hear. Lift your hands right now. Go ahead, scream out loud.
Right now,
go ahead and scream out loud.
the earth. While we singing high in all the earth, we're going to give out some birthday shout outs. Yes, high in all the earth. We want to say happy birthday to a few people in June. Now, y'all know y'all slipping on these birthdays and these Father's Day, but I'm not going to call no names out, but we had one person. So I'm just going to give some shout out to some birthday people for this month. Yeah, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up. We want to say happy birthday to Sarah Grissom. That's my little sister. Yes, yes. Okay, we want to say happy birthday to Miss Imani Johnson, who has a birthday this month. Mr. John Corner, senior pastor over there at the St. John's Holiness Church in Cambridge, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Troy Barris Jr. Yes, we want to say happy birthday to him right before Father's Day. We also want to say happy birthday to my husband, the man that was my husband and father, my two oldest kids. Praise God, amen. Happy birthday to him, Mr. Quentin Baskerville Sr. Much love to all of you and all of those that are celebrating a birthday, a birth anniversary for this month. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Y'all know how we do, and then we getting back to this interview, y'all, because it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Y'all know how we do in Baltimore. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. That's how we get down over here at the Baltimore. Now we back to our interview with Mr. Justin Pelham. Okay, he rocking with us. He hanging out with me today. And we about to talk about some fatherhood and fathering and all those kinds of things. Mr. Justin, thank you for staying tuned, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having me here.
Woo. We jamming today, ain't we?
Oh, yeah. That Baltimore house is
hey,
crazy.
It's just like that. It's just like that. So let us talk a little bit about, since this is celebration of fathers, Father's Day. In terms of your father, your relationship with your father, father figure, your dad, what does Father's Day mean to you as a son? And then go into a little bit about being a father yourself.
Okay,
we'll spend a couple minutes on that.
Yeah. So Father's Day is as a son for me, it's actually a really cool time. I'm super blessed. My father is an incredible role model. He's a great father figure. He's always been there for us. He's a man of integrity. And, you know, I know it's rare that a lot of people, when they think about the men that they aspire to be like, or they think about men in their life that are, really, really like they strive to be what a man should be. It's a lot of times it's like some guy, it's some person maybe that they met or some guy that, you know, some teacher, but for me, it's actually my father. It's actually the guy who raised me, you know? And so I'm very blessed to have the kind of father that I do. His name is Gary Pelham Sr.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the pastor at, New Harvest Christian Church down in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's been a pastor for close to 20 years now, of the church. And so he's been a great husband to my mom and a great father to me and my three siblings.
Wow. That's a blessing in a whole. I got a question. You get a lot of spankings when you was little because you seem like the type.
So the dynamic with him and my mom was like, everybody got one whooping from my dad. Like, ooh. But the other 99% was from mom. So whenever we got in trouble, we already knew mama was coming. And I was a runner. So I remember, like, Tommy, you ever seen Tom and Jerry and they chasing each other around the kitchen table?
Yes, that was me
and my mama.
Wow.
But if I did something really, really out of pocket, my mama didn't get up, she said, Jerry, you know, all of a sudden it's like the lights faded. I turn around and there's this tall, shadowy figure coming out of the darkness. Jay, now you know better. And you know, he's a preacher, so he would whoop me, but instead of just whooping me and then telling me, hey, I love you, this is why. No, he would, it would be like, one smack and then one word and then another smack. I smack, thought, smack, I smack, told, smack. I'm like, just spit it out, daddy. Spit it out. So that's why I really got one whooping because I was like, nah, I ain't mess with him no more.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm in tears right now. I'm in tears. I am in tears for real because we all know, we done had several of us that were blessed to have that discipline, I'll say, the discipline part. It kept us from straying too far. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I thank God for your parents raising such a wonderful person to be able to give back and minister to other people. Now, as far as your relationship with your dad, how did that affect or bless or what have you as being a father? Because you are a daddy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, my son, he'll be 3 this month.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. He'll be 3 this month. And I got another one on the way in September. So,
another
little boy.
Yeah. Can I say happy birthday to the little one? See, I didn't even know. Happy birthday to the young man, Mr. Pelham.
Yeah, his name is Kai. Yep, he'll be 3 years old this month. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mr. Kai. Woo, woo.
Yeah. So my relationship with my dad, you know, really is, I don't know, he kind of taught me how to be a dad, you know, either directly or indirectly, just kind of, you know, watching him and growing up. And I don't know. I think that, and like what you just said about that discipline, keeping us from straying too far. For me, it was like the combination of the discipline with love, with the word of God. It was like that, the combination of those things. It was like, hey, I'm disciplining you, but this is why, and I'm only doing it because I love you. It's almost like the love that God has for us. It's like, you know, he chastens whom he loves.
Yeah.
And when I really understood that, you know, like there's a saying like the older you get, the smarter your parents become.
Wow.
And that really that wisdom kind of stuck with me. And so a lot of the lessons, a lot of things that I learned, I make sure that I keep those, you know, at the top of my mind when I go to love on my son or teach my son or even discipline my son, because he's getting to that age where, like, you know, he can talk and he can start to reason and stuff. So I'm like, all right, now, like, you know, it's one thing when a baby does something and it's like, oh, they don't know no better. Right. But I'm like, this man just had a whole conversation with me about something. So I feel like he's starting to know better now, you know. So, yeah, so it's kind of that shift where, like, all right, now, you try me. Yeah, but, you know, but no. Still, yeah.
Can he run like you? Can he run?
Oh, he's a runner.
Well,
I don't even know how he inherited that. I don't know.
Let's think. I got some ideas on that one, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, you know. But it is a joy to see you as a father, you know, and yours are still little, living in this day and time. Jesus, we going to keep you in prayer because there's so much out here for the kids, and they're so much more elevated, as the word says. They get wiser. They get wiser, but wickeder. So, so anything else you want to tell the fathers out there or to encourage them?
Man, just be the best you can be. Just be there. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to be perfect. You know, I think kids, like, they just don't want their parents to be there. There's so many times where my son, he don't want nothing. He just wants me to look at him. Like, he'll be talking about something, he'll be playing with a toy, and as soon as I come in, he'll look at me, and he wants me to make eye contact with him so I can see him doing something. Or he'll be talking to me, and I don't even know what he's talking about, but the fact that I'm like, okay, I'm listening, what you have to say is valuable, I know that like, that's what he needs, and I feel like as they get older, just listening and being there, being available, loving them. You know, at least that for me kind of helped me become the man that I am, and I will continue to always love and support my kids no matter what, in that way.
Okay. And we know that there's some kind of music genius inside of your kids. and they probably following in somebody's footsteps with the music. But as they get older, you'll be able to see it if you haven't already. You know, see that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because he's okay. He's always coming into the studio. Hey, daddy, let's play piano. Hey, daddy, let's do this. And okay. So I just let him have at it, pluck the guitar, whatever. So, whether it's music or whatever, though, I'm a support the same way my parents supported me, and it told me to keep God first with it. I'm gonna do the same thing for him. And in the next one, we don't have a name yet, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your wife, Sharon. Thank you, Mrs. Pelham, for allowing your husband to share your time with us, because that's what it is. And we appreciate you, Justin, for sharing with us and being a blessing to us. And give us some social media information so people can look you up and, you know, hit you up in your inbox. Just don't slide into his DM, y'all, because I'm just saying.
Oh, no, my wife's going to open them. So
yeah, I know, that's right.
Slide if you want, but unless it's about some money, though, you know, that's
yeah,
a little
different. Yes, okay.
But you could definitely connect with me. All my social media handles, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, are J Got Dreams. So J G O T D R E A M S, J Got Dreams. And also check out my company, Pelham and Junior. So you can go to PelhamandJunior.com. You can check out all of our sound design and production stuff. Also we have stuff on Splice, the Drum Broker, Loop Masters. But just connect with us. I would love to hear from you and connect with you.
Y'all heard him. Look him up on those social media outlets. Check out his company. Check him out on Facebook and all those other places. And definitely check him out on Lady Q's radio personality page. And just anywhere that you see his stuff, click on the link. Support him. He's a music producer. He's out there, man. Y'all can hear the quality of his stuff because of what he's done for us, for Mr. Mario Steele as well, and some other projects that he's working on. So show him some love. Y'all reach out to him, and we'll be right back with more music.
In your ears, got that fire you should hear. Lady Q's in the building, make some noise if you hear. Slip your hands right now. Go ahead and scream out loud. Only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that gets testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me.
Only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel.
only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
With me today, I am signing off for the day, but enjoy the rest of the music and make sure you pop in at 2 o'clock to check out Only for Jesus at 2 o'clock, and we thank y'all so much. Also, pay attention to Lady Q's page. I have a fundraiser that I am putting up on the page, and it begins on the 7th to support this network and support my show and another project that I am working on. So I thank y'all so much. Lady Q is signing out. Enjoy the show. Peace. Be safe.
One question. The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see? Yeah, girl. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up?
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes,
I'm blessed. living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Tears all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eye, see you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I ain't worried, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing never, there's a blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When you ponder, you run with, come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something. You better not follow them down as I swear, I declare, so much power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all.
LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.